Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies, in conversations with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. Today, I'm excited to speak with Lon Kruger, the head basketball coach at the University of Oklahoma. Earlier this year, based on his integrity and success, Coach Kruger was named the John R. Wooden Awards 2019 recipient as its Legends of Coaching. Let's get rolling. This episode is presented by All Over Media, which provides advertising solutions on mobile billboards and convenience stores in 200 markets across the country. Meet Lon Kruger, the nicest guy in college basketball. That was the headline of a long feature on ESPN.com in 2016. The story had flattering quotes from his players, assistant coaches, and even counterparts, most notably Bill Self of Kansas. I was originally introduced to Coach Kruger via email, and I concluded my note by saying that I would make myself available based on his schedule. The next morning, I see a 405 area code pop up on my caller ID. I'm pretty good with area codes from around the country, and I knew that was in Oklahoma, so I answered, assuming it was Coach Kruger's assistant trying to schedule a time to talk. "Hello," I say. "Hi, this is Lon Kruger." We spoke for a few minutes, and I asked him what would be a convenient time for us to tape the podcast conversation. He responded by asking what was convenient for me. Naturally, he couldn't have been any nicer. But here's the thing, Coach Kruger defies the notion that nice guys finish last. In fact, he's the first Division I coach to guide five different schools to the NCAA tournament and four to at least the Sweet 16. In the look at me world of college basketball, Coach Kruger has distinguished himself over three decades for being humble, hardworking, and honest. Yes, he's unfailingly polite and positive, but he's also very competitive and was one of the most elite athletes of his time. During his senior year at Silver Lake High School in Kansas, he averaged 23 points per game in basketball, threw for over 2,000 yards in football, and he was even his class valedictorian. A two-time Conference Player of the Year at Kansas State University, he was drafted by the Atlanta Hawks, the Houston Astros, and he was even invited to attend a rookie camp by the Dallas Cowboys. I'll share more about Coach Kruger in the lead-in to part two of our chat, but right now, it's my privilege to introduce Coach Lon Kruger. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes. I'm so honored to have you. College basketball, it's incredible. And, you know, the reputation that you have, you know, for all the years that you've done it, it's just absolutely incredible. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Thinking back to your childhood in Kansas, what's your favorite childhood sports-related memory?
We grew up, we were very fortunate to grew up in a family of six, and parents were all about whatever they could do to make each of our lives better. Dad was the coach of three different brothers' Little League teams at the same time. So, those family together moments, going to the ballparks, we spent every day all summer at the ballpark. Actually, our parents ran the concession stand, took care of the baseball diamonds. So it was a family ordeal every summer from May to August, and that was just a great time. We loved it. Great friendships, great memories, and a lot of fun baseball.
What was the most valuable lesson you learned through a challenger defeat growing up?
Again, Dad was we got so much from our parents, and Dad was so much about being a good winner, being a good loser, handling both. Talked about always respecting the opponent, competing to get the result, but enjoying the process, enjoying your teammates. Everything we did was that we took as a team, we took all of our vacations from the time we were 9 to 15. We started at 9. Today they start at 4. But we didn't have leagues back then until, actually, it wasn't until a 10 to 12 year old league. We just started playing when we were 9. But everything was about enjoying the competition, respecting the opponent, winning with class, losing, and understanding there are benefits to learn from there as well.
Coach Kruger, who's a coach who inspired and encouraged you when you were younger?
Again, other than, Dad coaching our little league teams, probably the high school coach, first high school coach was Ellis Dahl, who was a terrific coach. Really demanded, some good effort and competitiveness, and probably learned at that high school level, how to compete. And of course, in college, Coach Jack Hartman was fortunate enough to have him as a college coach, and he was outstanding in terms of preparation, in terms of, doing all the little things well. Probably those college years, probably as much as anything.
Now, Coach, you were a multi-sport star. I mean, you got drafted by the NBA, had opportunity to play pro baseball and football as well. Is it your favorite because you chose basketball as a career, as a coach? Or what did you think about those other sports? Because when we first started talking, you talked about baseball.
Actually, baseball was the first love, and that was probably because that was, Dad's first love. So we were, from the time we could, pick up a baseball, we were in the backyard playing catch, and so baseball was definitely the first love. At that point in the early 60s, we thought we'd play baseball forever. That's what we thought we'd do. We'd play it right down into the major leagues. Of course, that was idealistic and didn't work out that way, but then played both, like you say, baseball and basketball in college, and even played both after college, and it turned out to where basketball became the better option, long range, and certainly it turned out from a coaching aspect as well.
I know a lot of your players always appreciate your support and encouragement and the wisdom that you provide them. But thinking back to when you were 8, 12, or 16, what's something that you would have told yourself if you could go back in time and just have a little conversation with your 8, 12, or 16-year-old self?
Probably, I was very self-conscious about doing things correctly and worrying about everything being right, and probably I'd say loosen up a little bit more and kind of go crazy sometimes, but we were always wanted to do we were a pleaser, we wanted to do things exactly. Authority was huge to us, great respect, which nothing wrong with that, of course, but never did really go crazy or do anything too wild, which is okay, but we had fun. We had a lot of fun, but again, very fortunate to have the growing up situation that we had at home.
And looking back, what's something you appreciated about your parents' influence on your athletic journey?
They let us enjoy it. It was a high level of competition relative to those ages. It was the best league in Topeka, Kansas, a lot of good teams, a lot of good competition, but at the forefront was enjoy it. Every game, there wasn't the pressure of, you got to do this, or you got to win, or you got to do, certain things. Enjoy it, first of all. I think that because of that, we looked forward to playing. It was never that we were stressed out or felt like we had to play. It was something we just did and loved it, and again, did it as a family.
I think that's so important to do it as a family. That's great. Coach, what's as a father yourself, what was your biggest priority for each of your kids' youth sports experience?
Again, based on our experience as youngsters, I think always wanted the kids to enjoy what they were doing. Barb and I had two kids, daughter Angie, was 3 years older than son Kevin, and they were so different. Angie was a good little player too, and after games she was always looking for input. She was wanting, how can I do this better, and what do I need to do to get better results? Whereas Kevin was quite the opposite. He was kind of he had total confidence, and he thought everything was good, and he did fine. If I wanted to sprinkle in a suggestion, I had to say about 10 really, really positive things first. And then maybe you could sneak in and maybe you could have done this also. But we didn't offer that too much. We let them play. We let them play. And sometimes as a parent, that's the most difficult thing, to let them play and let them succeed, let them fail, and kind of learn on their own, as opposed to always wanting to offer, you know, suggestions and offer what we thought was better for them. But I think in doing it that way, they always enjoyed playing, and that was our priority.
Coach Kruger, what was a character trait that you really try to instill in your children?
It's hard to pick out one, but probably respect of others as much as anything. Just be so conscious about your body language and your words, and just being respectful and appreciating others around you. And I think a great quality is, if you don't have anything good to say, you know, don't say anything at all. You know, we didn't grow up with many rules in the household, but that was one of them. You know, another was that you never talked about yourself. You know, Dad always said, if you do something well enough, others will promote that. So you never talk, you know, it was never an I situation. And I think that's been huge for us throughout our lives. It's always we, and it's always team. And then again, just it's easier to say positive things than to say negative, or just as easy. So why dwell on negatives if you can promote others and say things that make others feel good about what they're doing?
Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss the next episode featuring part two of our conversation with Coach Lon Kruger. Winning is not everything, but the three H's to be a real hero in life are hustle, humility, and heart. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, and we'll see you again next time.